Identify yourself.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A civic media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
And you can dance.
Music.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Yeah.
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Washington. This is 105.7 CFW.
Too many times. Oh, run, run, I'm just dying in your arms tonight.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Start a fight. I know this can't be right.
1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog, outside taste freeze. Diane's sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do a
1057 CFW.
Yeah. feel it, baby.
Just got to figure out how to unlock the front door to let him in. 105.7 CFW.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, "Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Duluth man has been charged after allegedly making threats to the Chippewa County Courthouse. According to the criminal complaint, 40-year-old Harley Akala was charged with threatening a judge, felony bail jumping, and sending a threatening computer message. Akala also allegedly threatened his lawyer when she attempted to withdraw from the case, writing in an email, quote, "I will kill you if you withdraw." He allegedly threatened a judge in Chippewa County and one in Dunn County over Facebook as well. Charges against a Dunn County daycare worker accused of possessing child pornography have been dismissed. The charges against 33-year-old Shelley Horn of Colfax were reportedly dismissed on the grounds that the state could not prove Dunn County was the proper place for the case. According to court documents, the state couldn't prove that Horn had access to the alleged images and videos of child pornography after she moved to Dunn County, as the content was allegedly deleted from the phone. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be sunny and colder today. Our high right around 20 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. Another cold night. Our low down to 10. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, becoming breezy with some blowing snow. High of 30 on Sunday. Sunny, high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12. CFW.
And I want you here with me.
80s, like the 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
I got my first real six string.